यः श्रद्धयैतद् भगवत्प्रियाणा पाण्डोसुतानामिति सम्प्रयाणम् शृणोत्यलम् स्वस्त्ययनम् पवित्रम् लब्ध्वा हरो भक्तिमुपैति सिद्धिम् यः श्रद्धयैतद् भगवत्प्रियाणाम् पाण्डोसुतानामिति सम्प्रयाणम् शृणोत्यलम् स्वस्त्ययनम् पवित्रम् लब्ध्वा हरो भक्तिमुपैति सिद्धिम् यः श्रद्धयैतद् भगवत्प्रियाणा पाण्डोसुतानामिति सम्प्रयाणम् शृणोत्यलम् स्वस्त्ययनम् पवित्रम् लब्ध्वा हरो भक्तिमुपैति सिद्धिम् यः श्रद्धयैतद् भगवत्प्रियाणा पाण्डोसुतानामिति सम्प्रयाणम् शृणोत्यलम् स्वस्त्ययनम् पवित्रम् लब्ध्वा हरो भक्तिमुपैति सिद्धिम् यः श्रद्धयैतद् भगवत्प्रियाणा पाण्डोसुतानामिति सम्प्रयाणम् शृणोत्यलम् स्वस्त्ययनम् पवित्रम् लब्ध्वा हरो भक्तिमुपैति सिद्धिम् यः एनीवन हु श्रद्धया विथ डिवोशन एतत् दिस भगवत प्रियाणाम ऑफ दोज हु आर वेरी डियर टू द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड पांडो ऑफ पांडु सुताना ऑफ द सन्स इति दस संप्रयाणम डिपार्चर फॉर द अल्टीमेट गोल श्रृणोति हियर्स अलम ओनली स्वस्त्ययनम गुड फॉर्च्यून पवित्रम परफेक्टली प्योर लब्ध्वा बाय ऑब्टेनिंग हरौ अंटू द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड भक्तिम Devotional service. Upaiti gains. Siddhim perfection. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The subject of the departure of the sons of Pandu for the ultimate goal of life back to Godhead is fully auspicious and is perfectly pure. Therefore, anyone who hears this narration with devotional faith certainly gains the devotional service of the Lord, the highest perfection of life. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam is a narration about the personality of Godhead and the devotees of the Lord, like the Pandavas. The narration of the personality of Godhead and his devotees is absolute in itself, and thus to hear it with a devotional attitude is to associate with the Lord and constant companions of the Lord. By the process of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one can attain the highest perfection of life, namely going back home, back to Godhead, without failure. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, 15th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Pandavas Retire Timely. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruvai Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to take the permission and blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas and you can share some thoughts on this particular verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the concluding verse of this particular chapter, wherein the Pandavas have been explained to be leaving this mortal world and ascending upward. The verse describes that how the subject matter of the Pandavas retiring from this world is fully auspicious and perfectly pure. Now, if you look at the explanations given in the previous verses, essentially this is the subject of someone leaving this world. Now, it is said that in any cultured public forum, two things are never publicly discussed. What are those two things? Topics about someone leaving this world, that is topics about death, and topics about one's own internal struggles with, you know, one's anarthas or lust. So the topics of death and lust, they are not publicly discussed anywhere. But if we look at the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, we find repeatedly these two topics, they find mention. In fact, the Srimad Bhagavatam begins with Parikshit Maharaj being cursed to die in 7 days. And how does Parikshit Maharaj prepare for his death? There is the detailed description of how Bhishma Dev is quitting his body. There is the description of how Prahlad Maharaj is being attempted to be killed in many, many ways. There is description of how Bharat Maharaj, he gives up his body just thinking of a deer. And again he comes as a deer, again he gives up his body, again he comes as Jad Bharat. There is the example of Gajendra, who is about to die. So we are finding that Srimad Bhagavatam, this constant theme is there. where someone is in a dangerous position about to give up this body. And then about one's own internal struggles, discussions about death in such a discussions about lust in such a public forum, you know, the descriptions of Diti is mentioned, the example of Ajamil is mentioned, the stories of Pururava is there, King Prachini Barishat is there, as to how all of these personalities were dealing with, you know, their internal struggles. And while on one hand these two topics are never discussed publicly, we find that these two topics repeatedly find mention in Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Because the topic of death is something might appear to be very pessimistic. Arre, how are you discussing so much about death? You know, people don't like to hear about death. But we find in Srimad Bhagavatam that this topic of how to prepare for the final exam is given so much emphasis, is described in great detail. And the other topic, one of the most frequent obstructions in one's preparation for the final exam, the biggest obstacle in preparation for the final exam. So these two topics we find here are greatly discussed. And in this particular chapter, the whole chapter describes about the Pandavas leaving this world. And the shloka says, the verse says that this subject matter is perfectly pure, is fully auspicious and perfectly pure. Someone is leaving this world, if you hear about it, it is perfectly pure and it is fully auspicious. Now it might sound to be very interesting. What is perfectly pure and auspicious about it? So essentially this verse speaks about the phalastuti. What happens when we hear about this particular topic, this auspicious and pure topic? And Srimad Bhagavatam actually describes many such phalastutis, many such benefits of just hearing. You don't have to even do anything. You just hear about these episodes on Srimad Bhagavatam and you benefit from hearing these episodes. And there are some very interesting phalastutis mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll just read a few of them. In the conversation between Maitra and Vidura, there is the description of devastation. How the creation is being wound up and the material creation is devastated. And Maitreya Muni, he is saying that one who hears about the topic of devastation three times will attain all piety. Might sound very, you know, devastation ke bare mein suna and, you know, you will attain piety. Next, Prithu Maharaj. One who hears the descriptions and lives and activities of Prithu Maharaj will become the parent of many children. It's there. Fourth canto, 35th chapter. One who hears the pastime of Prithu Maharaj will be blessed with all kinds of reputation, riches, scholarship, and it will drive away all bad luck if you hear about Prithu Maharaj. If you hear about the pastime of Dhruv Maharaj, you will desire the amount of wealth that you want to have. If you hear the pastime of Gajendra, you will be freed from all bad dreams. Kisi ko agar bura sapna aata, if one is having repeated bad dreams, just recite the Gajendra prayers. Just hear the pastime of Gajendra. One will be freed of bad dreams. And there are instances about it. There have been true stories about this. And in the 12th canto, it is mentioned that one who hears this Bhagavatam on the Ekadashi or Dwadashi day will attain a very, very long life. So all of these phalastutis, all of these blessings and benedictions might appear to be very surprising or sometimes even mundane. Okay, you know, you will be blessed with wealth, a parent of many children, and you will get reputation, and you will get scholarship and piety, and you will be freed from bad dreams. I mean, Srimad Bhagavatam is meant to give you all of these quote-unquote mundane benedictions. Nahi. Even though they may sound mundane, but because they are in connection to Krishna, they are completely spiritual in nature. And therefore, here in this Phalashruti, it is mentioned that anyone who hears this narration of the leaving of the Pandavas with devotional faith certainly gains devotional service of the Lord, the highest perfection of life. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is known as the Amala Purana. Srimad Bhagavatam is beyond the three modes of material nature. Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't speak anything about, you know, Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, or Karma Mishra, or Jnana Mishra benediction. No. It is known as the Amala Purana. It actually gives the reader exclusive devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we find the history behind how Srimad Bhagavatam actually gives this pure devotional service. Because that was the intention of the author while compiling Srimad Bhagavatam. We know the story how Vyasadeva, he was feeling very despondent even after having compiled all the Vedas and compiled all the Ramayana and Mahabharata and so many Puranas and everything. He was feeling this lacuna within his heart, feeling this gap. And he approaches his spiritual master Narad Muni, and Narad Muni pinpoints the exact, you know, what was lacking. And Narad Muni says that because you have not exclusively glorified the Supreme Lord, you have not exclusively glorified the process of devotion to the Supreme Lord and the devotees of the Supreme Lord, therefore you are feeling this, you know, emptiness within your heart. And therefore, what you need to do is compile a literature which is filled with exclusive narration of devotion to the Supreme Lord, how the different devotees in different circumstances, they surrendered to the Supreme Lord and they benefited in their own lives. And that is when Vyasadev, he actually pulls out all the nectarian extractions from the Vedas, different stories, different instances, from different Puranas, histories, and he compiles the Srimad Bhagavatam. And because the intention of Vyasadev is to glorify pure devotion to the Supreme Lord, that is what the book is all about. Srila Prabhupada says that only the author is the best person who knows the intention of his compilation or the intention of his book. And he gives the example of an author who wrote a book on Shah Jahan. So this author wrote a book on Shah Jahan, but inside this book, there was descriptions of Aurangzeb. How Aurangzeb, he committed very severe atrocities on the people and he imprisoned his own father for 8 years. And the whole book starts with the atrocities of Aurangzeb and finishes with the atrocities of Aurangzeb. So someone went to the author and said that, you know, this book is, I think, wrongly named. This book should be named Aurangzeb, not Shah Jahan. The author said no. The whole point is when you read the atrocities of Aurangzeb, you should come to the conclusion of what the father Shah Jahan was feeling, his mental anguish while he was imprisoned by his own son. You know, one should feel the mental anguish of Shah Jahan. That is the whole purpose of the book. So Prabhupada says that only the author knows the purpose of the book. Similarly, Srila Vyasadeva, when he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, he knew the purpose for which he is writing Srimad Bhagavatam. And what was that purpose? The purpose was to know Krishna in truth and how to lovingly serve Krishna. Simple purpose with which Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled by Vyasadeva. Because by knowing Krishna and lovingly serving Krishna, one will be actually able to prepare for one's final exam and one will be able to successfully handle the obstacles in preparing for the final exam. One who doesn't know Krishna, it is very difficult for him to actually understand the goal and mission of his life. Prahlad Maharaj says, Nate viduh swartha gatim he Vishnu durashaya ye bahirartha maninah. That one who is focused on bahirartha, focused on things, external things which he considers to be very valuable in this world. One who is focused on bahirartha, for such a person, he never comes to the conclusion that one's true self-interest lies in understanding that Vishnu or Lord Krishna is one's supreme benefactor. Nate viduhu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. Durashayaye bahirarthamanina. And this principle we find so beautifully exemplified by the Pandavas, who knew that how Vishnu is in their true swartha gatim. That is, there was understanding and lovingly serving Krishna was in their true self-interest. And no matter how much we glorify the example of Pandavas, we will always fall short of words. And so many devotees have been explaining this whole chapter, beautiful chapter, filled with amazing narrations as to how the Pandavas, their life was so very exemplary in surrendering to Krishna. No matter what they went through, right from their childhood, even they were small little kids, they lost their father. For such small little kids to be just in the care of their mother, not just in the care of their mother, but filled with enemies all around. The whole Kaurava clan was determined to just finish them off, to just destroy them from their roots, so that the kingdom of Hastinapur will be theirs. So right in their childhood, these Pandavas, they lose their father. And Mother Kunti, she wanted to, you know, for her to live without her husband was so difficult. But because she was asked to take up this higher responsibility of taking care of the Pandavas, she had to take up this mental agony of living a life of separation from her husband. It may be difficult to understand in current day and age, but for Mother Kunti, it was not so easy. So that was the life of the Pandavas. And not just that, repeatedly they are being attempted to be killed. Sometimes they are being fed poisonous cakes. Sometimes they are put in the house of lac or explosives. Although just imagine a house made of explosives, and you are asked to reside in that. By the intelligent intervention of Vidura, you know, they were able to escape from that. And not just that, cheated in the game of dice and sent on exile into the forest. Even in the forest, the Kauravas were repeatedly figuring out ways and means how they can be killed. And sending these Rakshasas and demons, Mahabharata describes in great detail. But even amongst all of these difficulties, amongst all of these tribulations and trying circumstances, there was one thing that was glorious about the Pandavas, that their heart was always surrendered to the Supreme Lord. Never ever for a moment did they even question, why me? Why is this happening with me? We didn't do anything wrong for others. In fact, in one of the verses, I think 10th canto, one of the last chapters, Yudhishthir Maharaj actually asks Krishna this question, why? That, you know, why we have always been surrendered to you. So why is it that we had to go through so much of tribulations? Why is it that our life was never peaceful? You know, people come to God to seek peace. Om Shanti. Shanti chahiye log. Mandir mein aate, you know, when you come to the temple, you find it such so peaceful, Om Shanti. But when you actually come to Krishna consciousness, start taking to the process of devotional service, sometimes the life is not so peaceful. There is a lot of jerking, right? So Krishna says that if you want, you know, if someone wants just peace, so okay, chanting of Om, keep chanting on Om, that is good. But if you want to actually come to Krishna, you'll get something more. You'll actually be blessed with that, you know, connection to Krishna, that devotion to Krishna. But there is a price to pay. The price is unconditional and unmotivated surrender. It's not such a easy price. And therefore, Krishna, when Yudhishthir Maharaj asked that, why is it that, you know, we had to go through all of this? So Krishna replied, Yasya aham anugrinami. When I give my exclusive mercy to someone, then I take away all of his comforts, all of his peace, so that he has no other shelter left in his life but to surrender unto me. I leave nothing around the person so that the person can't find anything to depend on but me. Yasya aham anugrinami. When I show my exclusive mercy to someone, I take away everything so that he can actually come to me. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he writes that such an example of the Pandavas, he gives many analogies. And he says that it is only because of the night that the sunrise appears to be very beautiful. It is only in the summer that cold water is very relishable. It is only in the winters that warm water is very relishable. And lamplight appears to be very attractive in darkness than the glaring light of the day. And when one is distressed by hunger, food appears to be very tasty. He gives all of these examples. So similarly, the devotees of the Lord sometimes are put into very, very severe situations, very, very trying situations, so that their example can be glorified in this world. Example is given that just like a lotus remains completely pure and untouched even while being in the mud. Similarly, the Pandavas, the consciousness of the Pandavas was always pure and uncontaminated in their surrender, even though they were in the mud of Hastinapur, filled with all kinds of people with muddy consciousness. And the 10th canto describes that such a person who remains like a lotus even while being in the mud. I mean, even for all of us, it's very pertinent that we are not always present in clean waters. There is a lot of difficulties, situations, trying circumstances, even while we are practicing Krishna consciousness. But then if the consciousness is pure, if that surrender is very explicit, even while being in the muddy situation, that is when we become eligible for getting mercy of the Supreme Lord. Tattenu kampam susumikshamano bhunjaneivam kritam vipakam yadvag vapurbhir vidadham namaste jiveti yo mukti pade sadaya bhakt. And we find that how the Pandavas, because they exemplified their surrender, because their surrender was so beautiful, therefore they were eligible for now going home, back to Godhead. And now we find here in this chapter, their life is successful. Life is frozen in, written in golden letters now. The example of the Pandavas going back home, back to Godhead. The success of life. And Krishna, he conveyed to the Pandavas, now I have left because my mission is over. And now your service also in this world is over. My mission was dharma samsthapanarthaya. I had come here to re-establish dharma. And you were here to assist me. So the Pandavas, they also understood that when there was service, there was some meaning to be present. Now there is no service here. There is nothing attractive here in this world. And Prabhupada repeatedly says that our connection to Krishna is through service. If there is service, the devotee is willing to go through any circumstance, any difficulty, situation, and issues. But when there is no service, there is no meaning to just hanging around. And therefore, Prabhupada quotes his own spiritual master, do not try to see Krishna. Try to serve Krishna in a way that he wants to serve you. And therefore, the Pandavas, they didn't delay a bit. They didn't just want to hang around, now service is done, now let us enjoy this world for some more time. Nahin. Prabhupada entitles this chapter as the Pandavas retire timely. They didn't waste any time in taking the next step. So no one here in this world, they want to retire. Prabhupada gives the example. Everyone wants to work, keep working on, keep hanging on, dragging on. You know, as long as there is strength left in this body, let me just keep earning and enjoying. But the Shastras, they enlighten us that this world is not just meant for earning and enjoying. Earning is good, enjoying is good. But just earning and enjoying, there is an issue with the word just. And therefore, along with earning and enjoying, there has to be inquiring and endeavoring. Inquiring about my position, my responsibility, my connection here in this world with powers beyond me. And inquiring to and endeavoring to re-establish that connection. And the whole process of Varnashrama actually helps us understand what is that timely, you know. When are we supposed to retire timely? That is what the entire system of Varnashram Dharma helps us understand. In fact, even the Mahabharata is, the essence of Mahabharata is to affect the people to get connected to Krishna through the example of the Pandavas. Because if you look at the example of the Pandavas, they were also seemingly engaged in religiosity, in sense gratification, in dharma, artha, kama and moksha. You know, they're living this world and going to the heavenly abode. But then, the Mahabharata, through the example of the Pandavas, they want to emphasize upon the readers that how it is not just the dharma, artha, kama and moksha. It is about connectivity to Krishna. That how one is supposed to approach Krishna through the example of the Pandavas. And the Swarga Rohini Parva is the last Parva of Mahabharat. The last of the 18 Parvas of Mahabharat is the ascent of the Pandavas, how they leave this mortal world and ascend to the heavenly kingdom. And it is explained that in Uttarakhand there is this district of Uttarkashi, where there is a range of mountains named as Bandarpunch. So this Bandarpunch mountains, they are actually the peaks through which the Pandavas actually ascended to the heavenly abode. And Mahabharata describes that how when the Pandavas, they were leaving Yudhishthir Maharaj, even this particular chapter we have read that how Yudhishthir Maharaj, he gave up all of his kingdom, gave up all of his material mentality. And he just put on deer skin and he just headed towards the north. And he was accompanied by his brothers and also Draupadi. And after a certain point of time, Draupadi, she falls down. So Bhima asks, why is it that Draupadi is not able to make? So Yudhishthir Maharaj, he replies that because Draupadi, although she was the wife of all of us, she was especially attracted, her favorite was Arjuna, which is a material conception, and therefore she had to fall down. When Sahadeva falls down, so Yudhishthir Maharaj says that because Sahadeva was very proud of his intelligence, so therefore he is also not able to make it up. Nakula falls down, and Yudhishthir Maharaj says Nakula was proud of his intelligence. Nakula was proud of his beauty. And then Arjuna falls. Yudhishthir Maharaj, he says that because he could not keep his promise, he had taken this promise of finishing all the Kaurava brothers in one single day. And because he could not fulfill his promise, even he had to fall down. And then even Bhima falls down. Bhima falls down, and Yudhishthir Maharaj says that he was very proud of his vigor. And he always disrespected many of his elders, and therefore he had to fall down. And finally, for Yudhishthir Maharaj, Lord Indra himself, Indradev, he comes with the heavenly plane and he asks Yudhishthir Maharaj to come on board. But Yudhishthir Maharaj is accompanied by a dog who has been following him. And Yudhishthir Maharaj says that, you know, this dog has been so loyal to me, he has come this far, so he also has to go to the heavenly kingdom. Indradev says, this is not possible. How can a dog come to the heavens? And right then, the dog transforms into the father of Yudhishthir Maharaj or Dharmaraj. And he blesses Yudhishthir Maharaj that I am very much pleased by your example. I am very much pleased by your life in this world. I am very much pleased by your surrender in this world. And therefore, I wish you all good fortune. And that is when Yudhishthir Maharaj, he goes to the heavens. And lo and behold, in the heavens he finds all of his brothers, and he also finds Duryodhana, he finds Dushasana, he finds Karna, and Yudhishthir Maharaj is perplexed that how have these people come up here? And they are all busy with the pleasures of the heavenly abode, and they are like relishing their time there. And Yudhishthir Maharaj asks that, okay, I have come to the heavens now. What am I supposed to do now? What am I supposed to do? And that is when Yudhishthir Maharaj said that you are not supposed to do anything. This was your last test. Are you still getting attracted to the heavenly pleasures that are available here? But Yudhishthir Maharaj was completely indifferent. And that is how, from the heavenly kingdom, he is transported back to the back home, back to Godhead. So although Bhagavatam mentions that how the Pandavas, they go back home, back to Godhead, the Mahabharata mentions about this transition, this transit through the Swarga. Or the Parva is known as Swarga Arohini Parva. From this world, they actually go to the heavens, and then from the heavens, they go to the eternal abode of the Supreme Lord. And the Bhagavatam also mentions that for devotees, they are not attracted. They are not attracted either to the heavenly pleasures, and they are not very much concerned about even the sufferings that they come in the world. In fact, Lord Shiva, he glorifies Narayana para sarve na kutaschana bibhyate. Swarga apavarga narakeshu api tulyartha darshana. For a devotee of the Lord, Swarga, one who is Narayana para sarve, one who considers one's connection, one's devotion to Narayana to be highest. Narayana para sarve na kutaschana bibhyate. Swarga apavarga narakeshu, whether he is in the heavenly abode or whether he is in Narka. Swarga apavarka narkeshu api tulyartha darshana. He looks at everything at the same level. And therefore, this is the most touching aspect of this particular pastime. The detachment of the Pandavas from the material world, even after having acquired so much, even after having being ruled this world for so many years, Yudhishthir Maharaj, such a position, such a power in this world, no one can even imagine. People here get some position, some small little power, and they become enamored by that position and power. But we look at the example of Yudhishthir Maharaj. Even after having ruled this entire world, Hastinapur, the rule of Hastinapur encompassed the whole world for many, many thousands of years. Many thousands of years. Still, when it came to leave it all, he was completely detached. All of the Pandavas completely detached. And why? What was the cause of their detachment? The cause of their detachment was attachment to Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada, in one of the lectures, he spoke on this particular verse in Los Angeles 1973. And he says that for us, we have to become such Bhagavat Priya, just like the Pandavas. This shloka explains, Ya Shraddhayetad Bhagavat Priyana. One who hears about this narration about the Bhagavat Priya. Who Bhagavat Priya? Pando Sutanam, the sons of Maharaj Pandu. And Prabhupada says that our goal, our job, our responsibility has to become such Bhagavat Priya. And he says, if you love me, love my dog. He quotes this saying in English. And he also explains about the pastime from the Padma Puran, wherein Parvati is asking Lord Shiva that of all the people, of all the persons here in this world, who is the supreme? And Lord Shiva says, Aradhana nam sarvesham Vishnur aradhanam param. Tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samarchitam. That of all people, of all worships, the best worship is worship of Lord Vishnu. But then, tasmat parataram devi, even greater than the worship of Vishnu, is tadiyanam samarchanam. Worship of the devotee is connected to the Supreme Lord. And Prabhupada says that you know, this whole big war of Kurukshetra, so many people they fought and so many people died. Why are we interested in such a fight? There are so many people fighting in this world, so many cats and dogs fighting in this world. We don't discuss about the fights of cats and dogs and other people in this world. Why are we interested in the fight that happened in the battlefield of Kurukshetra? Because Tadiyanam Samarchanam, there was a devotee who was involved in that fight. Because there was a devotee to worship that devotee. How that devotee Arjuna, he surrendered to Krishna and how he lived his life following the instructions of Krishna. He followed his own dharma with the consciousness of pleasing Krishna, and therefore we are interested in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And Prabhupada says, try to become such priyaha. Try to become priya of Krishna, just like the spiritual master. Kintu prabhorya priya eva tasya. The spiritual master is one of the most dear confidants of the Supreme Lord, most dear servants of the Supreme Lord. To such a spiritual master, Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam, I offer my respectful obeisances. I worship him. And therefore, Prabhupada says, Krishna consciousness movement means you are trying to be dear to so many things. You are trying to be dear to your father, your family, your children, your country, your community, your society, your nation. But if you become dear to Krishna, that is the highest perfection. Repeatedly, all through the lectures, half an hour class. Repeatedly, try to become priya to Krishna, try to become dear to Krishna. Because becoming such a Bhagavat priya is the supreme perfection. Upaiti siddhim. The supreme perfection of life is one actually becomes dear to Krishna. And how does one become dear to Krishna? Simply by hearing about such great devotees of the Supreme Lord. Shrinoti alam swastyayanam pavitram. Because such narrations are perfectly pure and completely auspicious. In fact, Sukhdev Goswami, he explains how that hearing should be. And he says, Shrinvata shraddaya nityam grihnatascha swacheshtitam kalena nati dirghena bhagavan vishate hridi. Shrinvata shraddaya nityam. He mentions four characteristics of a good hearing process. What are those four characteristics? Shrinvata shraddhaya nityam. That hearing should be with shraddha, with faith. Not that, you know, okay, something is written, you know, I don't know whether it is true or it isn't true. No, there has to be a faith. Shrinvata shraddhaya nityam, always or regularly. And then grinatas cha swacheshtitam. Grinatas means one should accept that matter very seriously. Not that one has heard, oh, it was good to hear. Sunne mein achha laga. No? People go for Bhagavad Kathas and they hear all of these discourses and they come home and say, it was such a nice class, so nicely, the speaker was speaking so nicely, so nice examples and, you know, stories and everything we heard. But then when it comes to grinata, when it comes to accepting the matter very seriously, that is when people, they are not able to live up to. But then, yes, there has to be faithful hearing, there has to be regular hearing, and there has to be taking the service, taking the subject matter very, very seriously. How? Swacheshtitam, by one's own endeavor. No one else can help us take the matter seriously. One oneself has to consider that whatever I am hearing, this is something very serious. Becoming priya to Krishna is in my true self-interest. Becoming priya to Krishna is what will give me upaiti siddhim, will give me the perfection of my life. And therefore, swacheshtitam. When such a hearing happens, shraddhaya, nityam, granatas, and swacheshtitam, kalena api dirghena, na api dirghena, without much delay, kalena na ati dirghena, na ati dirghena, not after a very, very long time, Bhagavan vishate hridi, one will find Krishna manifesting within one's own heart. And therefore, the Shastras or the Srimad Bhagavatam is not supposed to be read or heard like a novel, like a Charles Dickens or Harry Potter novel, where there are many, many amazing events that are happening. But even after hearing and reading those events, there is no purification. Even the Srimad Bhagavatam has many, many amazing events that are mentioned, that are described. But then, just by hearing about those episodes, there is purification. Purification is guaranteed, even if we don't understand. That is what this particular shloka is mentioning. That if you just hear about this pastime, the story of the Pandavas leaving this world with faith, you will be blessed with the highest perfection of life. And therefore, one just has to hear with faith. Just like the South Indian Brahmana who was reading Gita, Shuddha Ashuddha, Gita Mani, what is it? Shuddha Ashuddha, Viprakahe, Murkhami, Shabdartha Najani, Shuddha Ashuddha Gita Padi, Guru Ragya Mani. That I don't know what is right, what is wrong, you know, whether I am reading it correctly or I am reading it not so correctly. I'm just following the instructions of the spiritual master. And my spiritual master has said that if you just read the scriptures, you will be benefited. You will get the benedictions of the scriptures. And that is what Phala Sruti is all about. That is what the blessings are all about. Just hear about these pastimes with faith and your life will be perfectly pure. Sometimes it may appear to be a little too much. If I just hear about, I've been hearing all the verses, I've been attending all the classes of Srimad Bhagavatam, and will my life be, is now completely, supremely auspicious and perfectly pure, and now I have attained the perfection of life? Nahin. That is when Granatascha Swacheshtitam, taking the subject matter seriously by one's own endeavor. And I'll end up with a small, with a beautiful verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrit, wherein Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he mentions the beauty of the process of hearing. Yei lila amrit vine, khai yadi anna pane, tabe bhaktera durbala jivan. He says, yei lila amrit vine, khai yadi anna pane. If a devotee is just eating nice foodstuffs, but is not relishing the pastimes, not hearing the pastimes of the Lord, the nectarian pastimes of the Lord. Yei lila amrita vine, khai yadi anna pane. What's going to happen? Tabe bhaktera durbala jivan. His spiritual life will eventually become very, very weak. And then he says, yara eka bindu pane, utphullita tanumane, hase gaye karaye nartan. He says, but if the devotee just hears a drop of the nectarian pastimes of the Supreme Lord, yar ek bindu pane, if one just relishes a bindu, a drop of the nectarian pastimes of the Lord, utpullita tanu mane, his mind and his body will be completely, he will be completely enthused, he'll be completely surcharged with spiritual energy. And being surcharged with spiritual energy, hase gaye karaye nirtan. He'll be laughing, he'll be singing, and he'll be dancing. People are astonished that how are these devotees, they are always happy. How are these devotees there? They're always dancing and they're always singing because they have been hearing the, they have been nourishing themselves by drinking the nectarian pastimes of the Supreme Lord. And for facilitating this, this is the gift of Srila Vyasadeva for all of us. Srila Vyasadeva, he has extracted these nectarian pastimes, these beautiful examples like the Pandavas, so that we can hear about the beautiful examples of such exalted devotees and we can also attempt to make our own lives successful. So we eternally owe a debt to the Pandavas for exemplifying their surrender, for exemplifying their love for the Supreme Lord. And we also owe deep gratitude to Srila Vyasadeva for having highlighted these examples of these exalted devotees before all of us, so that we get a chance to hear about them. Otherwise, I mean, their life is like completely frozen now. is completely surrendered and completely devoted. But then Srila Vyasadev, with the intention, just hearing about these devotees, you can make your life also perfect. So therefore, I think it is our responsibility to actually take this subject matter very seriously and contemplate on the surrender of the Pandavas, the undeviated love in all of their trials, all of their tribulations, all of their difficulties, to keep continuing with faith, with loyalty, keep serving Krishna. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you.